Mike Calta Show is back on 102.5 The Bone.
What's satanic versus this, Galvin?
It is not satanic. It is Rival Sons, a song called Electric Man.
Rival to the Son of God. I know how you operate. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Phone number 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025.
By the way, everyone on Twitter is like, I love the music. I'm so glad it's not Pearl Jam or Bruce Springsteen or whatever that weird guy likes.
No, I didn't get any of those texts. I don't know what.
No, they're all to me. They're all to me.
Yeah. Anyway, one thing I am missing that I don't know. I mean, I know they sell it, but I have not found it yet. Is the protein water up here in the great state of New York?
Oh yeah. You want me to Amazon some to you?
Well, listen. Can I just be honest about something? You know, me and Kevin Kiermaier are the great Tampa spokespeople for protein water.
Right.
I don't have any, and I haven't for some time. I'm out. I should have a full supply in my office. I don't know if somebody's stealing them or if I just blew through them all, but it's time to replenish. If Spanish was here, maybe I can have him work on that.
Can I throw this out there? Maybe have them install a drinking fountain in your office that has protein water in it, and it just good.
I'd be happy with a fridge. I think a fountain. Right. By the way, did they shut the water fountain off?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I didn't notice it when I came in, so I guess the ghost had enough water.
I mean, for 2 days, that thing ran. For
at,
2 days.
So at least 2 days that we, you know, because we weren't here on the weekend, so it may have been going on the weekend as well.
Wasn't there some sort of on-off emergency switch somebody could have pulled or something?
You would think that there was some sort of water that they could shut off there. But I think if they shut the water off there, it may have been the same water for the bathrooms and stuff, so that could have been the problem.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Olin Plumbing would have taken care of that. If they
easily.
Were just scared to ask me, I would have had that done. Two things I always wanted in my house, a urinal and a water fountain.
Yeah?
Yeah. I remember I was on the air years and years ago, and I wanted to put a urinal in my first home because there was so much room between the sink and the toilet. I thought this is a perfect space for a urinal. And urinals are just a lot less messy for guys. It's very hard. You ladies think you got it. We got it so easy because we could just whip it out and go anywhere.
Yeah.
But you don't understand. In the pipe itself, there's like, you ever see a commercial about like the gunk that builds up in pipes? There's things in there.
Oh.
And sometimes
what is in your pipe? Bah,
I don't know, but sometimes my pipe, you aim it right and it shoots left. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or sometimes I have to. That never happened to you? Tony's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well,
I don't think that's happened to me.
I was gonna say I know when I get waxed. Mine is because normally it's like I would say a stream, but after I get waxed, it can kind of be like a sprinkler.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes, and I bet you Galvin with kidney stones will tell you. Sometimes it looks like a snake's tongue. You got split stream.
Right. Kelvin has the most perplexed look on his face.
No, I know.
You've never split stream?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Especially especially after you have some fun.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, well, that for sure. No. Then your pipes are...
What?
You're definitely gunked.
Mm-hmm.
Your pipes are gunked. Yeah, you have split stream, and don't even try... Well, you won't have to try, Carmen, but for guys, don't even try to go... Number one, if you are sexually aroused, because that is just impossible. That's when you have to use the bathtub.
I think 40-year-old virgin had the best scene with Steve Carell when he woke up and had to try and go.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah,
what did
you
do?
Oh, he was it was very messy. Yeah,
I have literally stood in front of the toilet, faced at about 2 o'clock. And faced the 2, but went to 12. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to turn with the sun in order to get it in the right spot. Anyway, and that has been your tutorial on how to...
You know who has a urinal in their house?
Who?
Howard Stern.
Oh, does he? David Wells has one, too. I remember talking about it on the air, and I went to Wells' house after the show, and he was like, hey, go in that bathroom. And I went in there, and there it was. How do you know? Have you been there?
No, he's talked about it.
About his urinal?
Yeah, and he has a bidet.
See, the Olin Plumbing folks put a toilet seat in my house that is a robot. It's an ass robot, and it comes with a remote control. So while you're sitting on it, the bidet functions work just fine. I can't see me getting off a toilet just to get on another toilet to clean my BH. I think I'm up there pretty good. Wet wipes, now you don't really need a bidet.
I don't know. The people who have the bidets, and I know my boss has one in his apartment. He just installed them at his house upstate.
Right.
Swears by them.
Yeah, but for what?
He says it's the most luxurious way to treat your bottom ever. And you don't want to even get off.
I'll tell you that in the winter months, my seat is heated on the toilet.
Yep.
And then the water from the bidet is warm, so it feels nice. But as far as the cleanliness of my area, I'm already in there like a miner. My fingers are preparing for blindness. I could read Braille if I had to.
No.
And I could tell you, I'm just telling you right now, it's a groovy, and I don't mean like in a 60s way. I mean like having grooves. It's a groovy area. And you got to get in those grooves. And with those wet wipes, man, you can get in the grooves.
I stopped listening. No, 30 seconds.
Man. Know for sure that this guy's rolling with a clean BH. Thank you very much.
Oh, my gosh.
In case anybody was wondering.
Yeah. Well, I bet you some people were, Galvin.
Probably.
I bet you. Sometimes when I walk down the street, I could hear people go, I wonder what his BH is.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Which one? That guy. That guy right there.
That guy. Yeah. That's one. Anyway, I tweeted a picture this morning on my way to work. I had to cross over Times Square, and I took a picture of Times Square from the spot like where they had the ball drop. And I didn't really notice what was in the picture except the background. And some guy tweeted it out, and some guy goes, nothing says New York like Olive Garden.
Ah.
There's an Olive Garden right in Times Square.
Yes, of course. It's a good Italian food.
Hey, with the banana sticks. I don't know. But you got to be pretty embarrassed, I think, if you roll up in there. If you're in this city and that's where you go to eat. Although I have to tell you, every time I would come here to visit, I'd go to Planet Hollywood because they made those Captain Crunch chicken strips that I just loved.
Oh, yeah.
So I would go there for that. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure but there are plenty.
Times Square. I'm sorry. All the tourists that come in here, there's Sbarro.
Yeah.
Olive Garden. I mean, that's what they know.
But
so
they have those in the airport.
I understand that. But if they're coming here, a lot of people don't like to venture out and go out to different restaurants they don't know, even though they're surrounded by the best restaurants they could go to. They all, Olive Garden, Sbarro.
Listen.
That is the most expensive real estate you can get in Manhattan.
When we went to Washington, D.C., Blaine was like, let's just go to McDonald's and grab a burger for $1 and save our money there and do something else. And I'm like, part of the reason why you travel is to experience the food and like the different cultures and stuff like that, where he's just like, I'll eat chicken nuggets every day to save money.
No, you gotta go, especially if you're going to a place known for their culinary delights. You gotta try out the food of the land. Now, you guys are coming up here when?
We leave Thanksgiving Day, and then we come back that Sunday, so I think
I hear Carmen.
Yeah, we can hear him in the background.
Yeah, sorry. While you're here, I will be going on a cruise for Thanksgiving week to three destinations that I don't even know. I booked the cruise and I don't even know where it's going.
Nice.
Seriously, I booked the cruise and I am going to Puerto Rico, which they're not going to take us to, and a place in St. Thomas that got destroyed. And I think the only port that's actually good is Haiti, and who the hell wants to go to Haiti?
Oh, yeah, good luck.
Don't get off the boat.
Ian is here, by the way. I wanted to remind you if you want to have Ian come in.
We do need to take a quick break.
Yeah, we need to take a break because we're running late, and then I need to clear out of this studio. So I might wrap it up here and let you guys finish out with Ian if we can do that.
Okay.
I saw there's a delay on the Bone TV, and I saw your face that you made when I talked about the split stream. Don't pretend you don't know about split stream.
It was leading up to that it was making me make that face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me come back. I got time to come back for another break with Ian. We'll bring him in the studio, and then I'll wrap things up a little bit early. And then I'm back here and live today at 5 o'clock. Make sure you check Mr. Mike Calta on Twitter so that I can give you all that information and how you can be involved with that. It is the Mike Calta Show. I am live in New York. The crew is back in the studio, and we have Ian Beckles in the studio with us next on 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.